USA Radio News.
An outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin will remain behind bars. Lance Pry reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's number one critic, Alexei Navalny, was convicted Tuesday of fraud and contempt of court and sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. Alexei is already serving a prison sentence of about 2.5 years for violating parole. All this after he survived a poisoning attempt by Russian security forces in 2020.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address a special NATO summit on Thursday, according to his spokesperson. The summit, in which U.S. President Joe Biden will participate, is to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine, NATO countries' support for Kyiv, and the further strengthening of deterrence and defense against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her record as a federal judge on Tuesday. She pushed back on Republican assertions that she would be soft on crime, particularly child porn cases, if confirmed to the high court.
Nothing could be further from the truth. For every defendant who comes before me and who suggests, as they often do, that they're just a looker, that these crimes don't really matter, they've collected these things on the internet and it's fine, I tell them about the victim statements.
Several lawmakers have challenged that as a member of a federal sentencing commission, Judge Jackson pressed for lower penalties for such defendants. On Tuesday, pockets of employees staged demonstrations at various sites nationwide, including near Orlando's Walt Disney World. LGBTQ members are criticizing Florida legislation that opponents have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
NFL teams have been granted permission for blockchain sponsorships.
The NFL is allowing teams to look into deals with blockchain and NFT companies. After it evaluated the technology, the league saying it will allow promotional relationships without undertaking excessive regulator or brand risk. The NFL said teams and the league must proceed carefully because of evolving regulations related to the technology. Advertising for NFTs and NFT companies are not allowed to use team marks and logos. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Burke.
Toyota will pause production at its southwestern Indiana assembly plant for 5 days in April because of supply chain disruptions. The Princeton plant will be idle on April 1st, 8th, 14th, 15th, and 18th. On those days, Toyota employees will have the option of reporting for work to perform various tasks at the plant, using a paid time off day or taking unpaid time. The plant has a workforce of 7,200. Actor Amanda Bynes has been released from a court conservatorship that put her life and financial decisions in her parents' control for nearly 9 years. The judge said the 35-year-old Bynes has demonstrated she's competent to handle her own affairs. And this Sunday's Academy Awards will attempt to bounce back from last year's pandemic restrictions and low ratings. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.